game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It's October 25th, Slim. It's opening night. Woo! Basketball's here.
Man, you got me all excited. I know. Yeah, I know. Tomorrow night.
Oh, I know. It's confusing. I had to go through this with Gray. I had to train him that we record this at night for posting right away in the morning.
All right, just give me like a year and a half and I'll get it.
So we don't have enough time to really talk about anything else. We have so much, well, not so much news to get to, but we want to try to get to everyone's team that posted their teams for roster reviews on the podcast. So we're going to get to as many of those as we can. If we don't get to you, post your team again, and we'll answer in a comment on this podcast post. We're going to hope for the best. We're going to do that on today's show, go over some injuries. Slim, wasn't it weird that there's like half the injuries that happened in preseason happened in the last few days?
I think they might have just been kind of mum's the word the past couple of days. No need to give anything away.
Yeah.
Like the Sullinger one, I think they've known that one for a little bit.
Probably. Maybe it's just that, you know, they finally are giving timetables out for stuff. But we'll go over those.
Well, it's roster crunch time. They got to get down to 12 and 15 and stuff like that.
That's also a good point. So we'll go over those. We'll also take a quick look at our picks for the season that we put in our staff picks post yesterday. And finally, Slim, it's back. The 30-point challenge. You're going down this year.
Oh, yes. All right. I think we're pretty much even on this, right? You got year one, I got year two?
Yep, that sounds right. And a shout-out to Ryan, the commenter winner from last year. I'll remember at the end, but just want to be sure all you commenters know that you can play the 30-point challenge. Just put in your comment on this podcast post who you think is going to score 30 points. We'll run through the rules one more time when we get there if you're a new listener, and it should be a ton of fun.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to talk about injuries, injuries, injuries?
Oh, there's more than that, but yeah, let's start that.
Nerlens Noel has minor knee surgery, is out 3 to 5 weeks. If you're in, let's say, a 10-team league without an injury spot, are you dropping him?
Without injury spot?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
In a 12er. He's felt real bad in drafts lately.
That's true. In a 12er, would you hold him?
I mean, with the IL spot, I think it's worth it. So,
oh, for sure.
It kind of boils down to that. And, you know, that's kind of, it's, you know, up to the rest of your team. If he's your only injury, you know, you could probably hold out.
All right. I am furious with you about something, though, Slim. Furious. Okay. Outraged. That I sold you on Jeremy Grant a couple of podcasts ago. And then in our JV versus Slim RCL, look who goes and picks Jeremy Grant at like 108 or something.
It was like 11th round, so yeah, you know.
I
was low on bigs, needed some shot blocking. I was already a punt free throw team. Yeah, he fit.
Yeah, except for he shot, I think it's 75.6% free throws this preseason.
Yeah, he's looking like he's on the way up.
Yeah, he's at under one turnover a game in preseason with like almost 3 assists. Not huge, but just the fact he's not turning it over. And now with Noel out, you got Embiid and Okafor playing all the center minutes.
Is Okafor even going to play?
Yeah, Okafor's a little hurt. He's still coming off the knee and knee surgery. And then you got Saric, who's unproven. And then, what, Gerald Henderson starting at the 3? Grant's going to play a ton of minutes.
Yeah, I figure so. I mean, they're probably going to start Covington at the 3.
I thought he would start at the 2.
Well, that's what Henderson would do.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
A little smaller.
Interchangeable wings, those two, the 2-3. So, sticking with the Sixers, Jared Bayless is not going to have surgery. He's going to try to rehab his wrist. He's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. That doesn't mean he's going to be back in 2 weeks. I'm glad I dropped him out of my ranks because that's just, that's not going to end well.
Yeah, this isn't worth holding him anyway. The upside is just not high enough.
McConnell over Sergio for you?
I mean, whoever starts, that's who I'm down with. Well, they'll probably get more minutes.
I mean, McConnell's going to play, what, like 28 minutes if he starts?
I figure whichever one starts will probably be just shy of 30. You know, it's a pretty decent streamer. Both of them are assist first point guards, so, you know, it's nothing major. In a deep league, yeah, either one will be probably pretty good.
All right. Jared Sullinger has foot surgery. He's going to miss 2 to 3 months. Yikes.
Yeah. Yep. So much for this year.
Yeah, he's on your REL. Man, you have gotten so
No, no, no. I traded him away last year.
Oh, okay. Well, the aura of being on your team has
you're close enough to catch the bug.
Yeah, exactly. So news reports came out this morning in the earliest afternoon that Pascal Siakam could start. Then Dwayne Casey said he might start Patrick Patterson. It's just going to be kind of a black hole of a position, right? For 12ers.
Yeah, I assume so. If Pascal gets the minutes, though, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. He can do a lot.
I was so mad I didn't get him in REL. Very frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother got him, and he also has Sullinger, so that kind of works out.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I think Patterson's going to play more minutes. Your favorite player, Pit-Pat.
Yeah, he could play 30 minutes and still not be worth owning in a 16er.
Sure. Well, I do like Siakam too. We've talked about him a couple of times. Had some crazy good bubblegum stats in college, but we'll see what happens. When I've watched some highlights of him, he runs the floor really well and has a good motor for defense. So I just don't, he's not really a shooter.
No, he doesn't need to be on that team. They have enough of those. They need an inside presence. I think he's that's what he gives.
Nah, put them all around JV and have the luminescent Lithuanian just do his thing in the post. Get Siakam out of there.
Give him everything within 18 feet.
Yeah. They do, like, all four guys are on the perimeter except for JV in the post. And,
I imagine Carroll is going to see more playing time at power forward. We might get a little bit more Norman Powell in the lineup.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Put Powell at the three or DeRozan at the three. Same thing with what we were talking about before. Interchangeable wings and get Carroll to the four.
Yeah, I think that'll probably do good against a lot of teams.
Yeah, in the right matchups, that's going to work well. So,
but I don't think you start that way.
Yeah, agree. So Slim, with opening night here today, if you wanted to buy some Miami Heat tickets, where would you get them?
I don't know. Where would I?
If anyone's a listener from the baseball podcast, they know exactly where this is going. You got to go to our friends at SeatGeek. They decided to sponsor us, the basketball show this year. Really appreciate them. They've got an awesome app out there. If you haven't tried it yet, they've got an awesome app and an awesome deal. With SeatGeek, they always put their tickets by best possible price. They show it to you right there on the map. You can look at the event venue and see exactly where your tickets are going to be. And every ticket is given a grade based on the value, so you know you're getting the best ticket that fits your budget. But this is the best part, Slim. Our listeners will get $20 off of your first SeatGeek purchase. And it's not just like a store credit or something lame like that. What you do is you download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, add a promo code, put in promo code RAZMBA, RAZZMBA. And then after you've made your first ticket purchase, they're just going to PayPal you $20. They just give it to you right back. Awesome deal. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code RAZML. Ugh. I'm in the baseball mode still. I got to get used to saying the basketball promo. Raz MBA today. RAZZMBA. Check it out. SeatGeek. So, Slim, more injuries. Danny Green, he tears his quad. Well, it's like a thigh bruise. I don't know if it's a torn quad. But he's going to be out 3 weeks. Are you picking up Kyle Anderson in your RCLs?
I did in one league. I mean, first off, he plays tomorrow, so today. So, you know, only three games.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't know. He doesn't really shoot threes, but that's what they're going to kind of want him to do a little bit, don't you think?
See, this was a late drafted team, and I have two guys going on the IL spots, so I have some open roster spots for streaming.
Okay. All right.
Spurs are the only team that played four games in the first week. Yeah, there's something to like here.
That's true. I just,
Yeah. Minutes seem pretty good.
He's going to get some rebounds. I don't know. Ginobili's going to play. They need the shooting.
You know, some.
I like Slo-Mo a lot as a player, but I don't know if playing the three, the starting lineup, with the way it is right now is going to be that great.
You know, they need an injury or, you know, people to sit. When people sit, he'll have big games.
Oh, for sure. No question. But hard to see him getting a ton of rebounds, a ton of shots. I don't know.
No, I mean, that was the good thing about when he would play in Summer League and D-League and stuff like that. He was so aggressive. He was number one option. When he's not that guy, I don't know. It just doesn't – he's not really a role player type.
Okay. I agree with that. And that's why I was between him and Joe Johnson. I had a spot in one league. I went with Joe Johnson.
Basically the same thing going on.
I think a couple more assists maybe for Johnson.
About 10 years.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I just think Johnson – Johnson's going to play that Hayward role, be able to get some dimes. He'll hit a three or two.
Well, I'll play Kyle Anderson on tomorrow, today, and that's going to be tough. And, yeah, then I'll drop him for Joe Johnson. Why not?
You'll get there. Patrick Beverley gets a knee scope. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Eric Gordon's going to start. We pretty much knew this for a while. Would you stash Patrick Beverley in a 12-team league?
Stream your point guards against Houston.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I mean, you stream everything against Houston.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. This is going to be so bad defensively right now.
Yeah. So I don't think you're holding Patrick Beverley in non-IL leagues.
No, it's too long.
Okay.
Great. There's enough low-end guys out there right now. Go get a Dellavedova or a Frazier.
All right. Well, let's dispense with the bad news. Let's get to some good news. So even though he has been ruled out for the opener, Chandler Parsons was a full participant in the last two practices, which is a far cry from it was only like a week or two ago where he was like running and not doing anything else. So it sounds like Chandler Parsons is pretty close.
Yeah, I haven't heard any news of a setback, so that's good. Yeah, this is if he's playing within the first, you know, 2 weeks, then it's his top 50 all the way.
Yeah.
I'm glad. It's going to be a heck of a draft day bargain.
We can share in the Parsons love together.
Yeah, he's always been one of my favorites since his UF days.
Didn't he used to have, like, the long black socks? Maybe they're, like, dark blue socks, the Florida socks.
Oh, man. You're talking with what team here?
With the Noah team back, wasn't it? It was
No. He was after that team. That was Noah Brewer and Horford.
Yeah. Oh, that team was so good though. Noah Horford, Corey Brewer, right?
Yeah.
Man, Florida had some good years there.
Yeah. I'm not surprised, but all three of those guys were drafted in like the top 10.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch. Those were the good old days.
Back to back championships, crazy. Also on the good news front, Drew Holiday's wife had successful surgery. We still don't have a timetable for all of that, but that's just good news in general. Someone asked if I would move him in my ranks, maybe up a couple, but I imagine he still needs to be home for recovery and stuff.
I don't know what the recovery's like, so. But that's a good – yeah, I don't think he's coming back until he feels like there's no chance anything bad's going to happen.
Agree.
And there's just no way to know when that point is.
Yeah, I know. There's it's just so hard to rank and quantify that kind of stuff. You just don't know. We're talking about all these injuries, and somehow Anthony Davis is on the good side of that.
Happened? They said 10 to 14 days, and he was back within a week.
Yeah, he's back in 8 days. Played 37 minutes in a preseason game. Yeah.
Pelicans, of course he did.
Good job, Pelicans medical staff. Are you freaking kidding me? It's every year they do this dumb stuff. I don't get it.
Get your Dante Cunningham primed and ready to go.
I know. Our franchise player is supposed to be out 2 weeks. And in a preseason game, we bring him back a week early and play him 37 minutes. Oh, my God.
Oh yeah, it's the Pelicans.
Now
I pray he makes it through, but I've managed to avoid him everywhere.
Yeah, he had a good game though. 33 points, 13 boards, 4 assists, no steals or blocks, but 11 for 25 from the field, 2 threes. At least he played well, so you're just holding your breath, and you're going to hate yourself if you see Anthony Davis play 42 minutes in a 40-point blowout, because that's what the Pelicans will do.
Yeah, you'll let those stats go for more games.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else from the preseason for you, Slim?
Oh, you know, just those couple position battles. I don't know if they were ever really written in stone. Is Donatus gonna be – not Donatus. What's his name? Domatus?
Domantas.
There you go. Is he a starter? How many minutes is he going to get?
I'll go 24 the first game if he starts.
Yeah, and he's behind Roberson in the offensive pecking order.
Oh, God.
That should tell you, yeah. At least in the preseason he was.
Yeah, that's true.
Abysmal usage.
He does fit the role of just stand around and watch Westbrook take layups.
Oh, yeah, and if he can hit his threes at a good clip, then he's worth playing, you know, pretty decent minutes, and it's not what Cantor does.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you have pick and roll with Westbrook, Cantor, and then you put the other guys on the perimeter. That's why I wasn't as big on Oladipo as all you other clowns.
No, it's pick and roll with Steven Adams.
What'd I say?
You said Cantor.
Oh, I meant Adams. I meant, well, yeah, Westbrook pick and roll with Adams, and then Oladipo's going to have to stand for threes. That's not the best part of his game.
Well, that'll be he'll slash. He'll be the guy in motion while Sabonis is back on the line and Roberson's back on the line.
Roberson's always in the corner. I feel like every
three. Yeah, I know. He just hangs his head out there. I want to pass me the ball.
I'm open.
he's going to get a couple more passes this year than he did last year.
All right. What was the other, did you have another position battle?
Well, that Houston one was never really decided either.
Which one was that?
How many minutes Capella's going to wind up getting?
Yeah. Well, I feel like that kind of faded, but then it spiked back up. He had a good – I'll pull it up. I think he had a good final preseason game and then got some front office praise. I think
he's – Yeah, the only thing is it seems like when Nene wasn't resting, he was starting.
It's Nene. Have you seen
how – Yeah, it makes sense to start the veteran. Teams love starting the veterans.
Have you seen how gray his dreadlocks are now? I mean, it's Nene.
Oh, really? Oh, it's so sad.
They're very gray.
Not going with the salt and pepper look.
It's getting more and more peppery. Or I guess salt. Wait, I don't know. They're getting grayer at the roots. They're slowly working their way down. Capella went 12-13 his last game, 6-10 from the field in 24 minutes. No blocks, but. Yeah, he had a decent enough preseason.
Yeah, over under 28 minutes for the season.
I'll go over.
Okay. At least I got a good number out there for you.
You made me pause. If you had said 30, I might have said under. So
it's tough for a big man to get that many minutes, especially one that young. He'll probably get into some foul trouble.
Yeah, he did have that happen in the preseason. The game before that good one, 12 minutes, 5 fouls.
And we're just throwing whatever Montrezl does out the window, right?
Nah, he's so boring. He can't really do anything. He doesn't get D stats.
He shoots threes.
He gets rebounds.
He's a bit of a shot blocker.
Yeah.
If he ever got big minutes, he'd be really fun to have in fantasy.
I don't know. I don't think the threes and blocks are that good.
It's hard to find a big enough sample size, but. He had a couple big games. There was a little bit of buzz there.
All right. Well,
he at least earned some minutes.
If Ryan Anderson went down, which is a very big possibility, we can
that'll
we,
never happen.
We can come back to Montrezl and talk about it a little bit more. All right, Slim, we're going to try to get through as many team reviews as we can on the podcast post you posted them on. Thanks, everyone, for this is like we had way more teams posted than we expected. So like I said, we're going to get through as many as we can. If we didn't get to your team, feel free to post it on this podcast post, and we'll answer it as a normal comment. But we're going to try our best. If you want to follow along, because we obviously can't read every team's player, because that would take forever. This is on the 10-18-2016 podcast titled Embiid. which looks like what you want it to look like. So if you want to follow
more I think it's more the upward trajectory, not the not so, I don't know, flaccid, should we say.
Okay. So I'll try to be more erect when I with my voice. Kind of on the nose with that one. Okay, so you can follow on that podcast post there. If you can't find it, hover over the podcast tab, all podcasts, and it's the third one down. All right, here we go, Slim. Let's get to it. This is speed round. This is speed dating, fantasy basketball style. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, knuckle shufflers. I'll just name the team. I'll give a point. You give a point, and we'll try to go from there. Okay.
Yep.
All right, knuckle shufflers. Looks like they've got some good assists. A lot of turnovers on this team. Schroeder, LBJ, D'Angelo. Could use maybe a little bit more rebounding.
Yeah, you got Gobert, Markieff, and it goes pretty far downhill with Zebo. Yeah, that can go in an RCL.
I mean, LeBron,
that's not 12 worthy.
LeBron will help, but...
Yeah, but there's the blocking still a little bit shy.
Yeah, so probably looking for a big man. Maybe cut down some of your turnovers. Look to shop D'Angelo.
I mean, it's looking to dominate the small categories, though. Even has that extra Dellavedova at the end.
Yep, for sure. Diggs' team went to your favorite players this year, Lillard, Giannis, his first two picks. Then free throw.
It's an interesting combo. Haven't put much thought to that one.
Free throw
it's
punts.
The lack of steals of Lillard, but it works.
Free throw punts it from there with the field goal percentage picked up with Drummond DJ. Looks like it got enough assist. I like the Lynn pick at 71.
Rondo at 50 feels a little high.
Yeah, scoring might be a little low.
Yeah, I agree. Love that Fournier pick, but at 51, that's a little high too.
Yeah. So what would this team look for?
There were some stretches, but you know, you got back-to-back Drummond Jordan, so that part of the game is just over already.
Yeah, with Giannis helping blocks too.
Yeah, Drew late, Frazier late. I don't know. This might work out.
Yeah.
Some scoring. Reaches. Looking for a score. That's number one.
NY Fantasy goes Curry, then Wall. Oh, Curry was a keeper. This team's picks are all over the place, so it's like a league where you can trade picks and all that stuff.
Double-doubles and team wins.
Yep. Steph Curry in this format's unfair.
maybe a few less double-doubles this year.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what they could use.
Gobert at 43, love that.
That's great, but the big men need more bigs. You got Biombo late, but need some more big men for this team. More rebounding, more blocks.
Yeah, you imagine those double-double guys probably went a little higher up than
yeah.
he was hoping.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, Jokic at 46, pretty good. So, nice. Barra's power. Hope I'm saying that right. Goes Giannis and Kemba. Get some Gasol there.
30, Marc Gasol, you know, it's yeah, okay. It's Roto, okay. I do like him a little better in Roto.
Yeah, it's a little risky, especially with Ryan Anderson later.
Should be a solid second half, though.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
I think Marc Gasol at 50, I think people were, that's going to wind up being a good value.
Yeah, I moved him up a little bit with the added threes, but agree with you. This is another team that, he says, oh, okay, so enough points probably. Field goal percentage might be an issue with this team, especially in Roto, with Kemba, Crowder, Covington.
Well, Giannis helps out quite a bit. You're really hoping Gobert brings up that field goal percent. Marc Gasol is solid. Tobias
shooting,
is a solid wing for that.
If Gasol is shooting threes, though, it's going to knock him down a tiny bit.
A tiny bit, and it was down last year. Hmm. I mean, Covington, that's kind of a killer.
Yeah. I should have not had Covington this high because I've put that in a comment to a lot of people's teams that your team's iffy at field goal percentage or turnover and Covington just slaughters you. Especially in Roto, he's like almost a must avoid.
I mean, as long as you can handle it. I mean, because the threes and steals are pretty high end.
True.
If the other categories, if his field goal percent and turnovers weren't so atrocious, he'd be top 50. With how high end those threes and steals are.
True. I think this team's
got good free throw percent.
This team's got the turnovers handled fine, just not the field goal percentage. So.
See Markieff 103, that's been a target of mine that late a couple of times.
Yeah, I like that one too. He seems to last outside the top 100 most of the time.
Yeah, we'll gamble well worth taking.
Giants for the win from Germany. Are you a San Francisco Giants, or is that a different Giants? Wondering.
We're going back. This is...
What?
This is, yeah, New York Giants.
Could be New York Giants. I don't know. We'll figure out what Giants like. Goes Giannis Whiteside, 1-2. Interesting. Nice. Gets Drummond later. A lot of free throw punt guys here. That was obviously a strategy. What do you think of this team?
Yeah, I mean, Isaiah Thomas, D'Angelo. D'Angelo in a punt free throw is a little rough.
Yeah, because he's going to hurt your turnover so much and your field goal percentage, especially with Isaiah. I don't know if field goal percentage was protected well enough with this one.
Well, Whiteside's going to have a huge volume, I think.
True. Drummond.
28, pretty solid in that department.
Yeah, I guess it's not that bad. Capella will be huge there. Elfrid's field goal percentage is overrated a lot.
It should be better. I think it'll be better this year. I mean, the last two games I thought were really good looking.
Exactly. It's like 45%. Yeah, it's not good for a point guard that doesn't shoot threes, but if you're already in a certain build, 109. Every time I see him outside the top 100, I have a single tier.
You know, the threes were going up, and the threes attempted went up a little bit in preseason, too. He was at least two a game. I wouldn't be surprised. This is a major point of emphasis for him.
All right. Foreign Affairs. Greetings from an REL player there. What do we got here? This is a
trying to work up that trade mojo, huh?
17 team, 23 roster spots. So it's REL depth right here.
Yeah, Harden, DeRozan. So free throws are held down. Free throw percent even a category?
Nope. Free throw made. Oh, and James Harden went third in a free throw made league.
Yeah, no turnovers, no field goal percent.
He's
Harden
clear number one.
And I think so.
Westbrook's number two for me in that format.
Yep. Yep.
And then probably Curry over Durant, but close. I don't know. With this format, O rebound and D rebound split up, Towns is looking pretty saucy at 3 or 4.
Yeah, wouldn't be bad. I mean, they're all pretty solid.
Yeah.
Harden's going to get his. There's not a category there Harden doesn't hit.
I know. So Dwight Howard goes 66. Really like him in this format.
Oh, yeah. You know, if he stays healthy.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's nothing he doesn't do well in this format. No turnovers, split out the rebounds, and it's only free throw made, field goal made. Really like that pick.
Yeah, no, it's that's at least where he should be going.
Yeah.
It's just, it's tough to my brain is so, yeah. He's a tough draft.
Overall, it looks pretty good. I mean, Wade at 105 in this format's really good.
I don't know. I think the later stuff is better. I mean, Barton at 134 is solid, but Marcus at 173, Marcus Morris at 173. Yeah.
John Henson.
Love those minutes. Jermichael at 202. Great minutes.
Henson should be good at that value. Really hit the jackpot on Harkless and Sabonis in 270 and 275. Got two starters. And Marcus Chris at 309.
Yeah.
You got a deep team.
This would never happen in the REL.
Yeah, that's for sure.
$28 and yeah.
Yeah. It's really
I want to go against these guys.
Really good deep team.
No, I mean, I love playing against you.
Moving along here, a lot of answers and stuff back on that chain. So catching back up to Theo, you with me?
Yep.
All right. So Theo goes LeBron Wall to start his draft. Gobert at 34.
8-cat, no turnover.
Ooh, LeBron and Wall and 8-cat. That was my first. That was my comment back. That's so unfair.
Yeah, that's good. Got Gobert to make up for the lack of blocks. It's perfect.
Batum helps with assists. Do you still think this team has enough assists, though? LeBron, Wall, and then not a huge assist source past that.
Yeah, there's no more after Batum. And it's not terrible. You're hoping Parsons gives you a good 3.5 to 4. Noah is a good 3.5 to 4.
Maybe Dunn can play more minutes than we hope. He's really...
12 team, 125. He'll be tough to justify this early in the year.
And an 8-cat, though. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, the steals are going to be through the roof.
Yeah,
and you're taking out the turnover. It's not high. His steals aren't great.
Yeah, that was definitely a fun pick there. So I think I like this team. This will be fun. Could look for one more point guard, although they obviously go real fast and quick in ACAT.
Yeah, this is true.
Jesse, it looks like a pretty standard 9-cat league. I was just checking that. Oh, Jared Sullinger at the end. Well, there's one drop.
That looks like an 8-cat to me.
Oh, it is an 8? Oh, I don't see turnover. You're right. Okay, so an 8-cat league. Another team with... Oh, no, they've got plenty of point guards. Ish Smith in this league will be fun.
Oh, man. How many teams are in this league?
I know.
Nurkic, Bledsoe, Miles Turner, Dragic, Teague. Yeah.
Yeah, love the guard depth. I don't know if he... I think the blocks will work out, but I think he could use another rebounder.
The bigs are going to be so much fun.
Yeah, I know.
He's got Sullinger here, so, you know, you lose Sullinger, you'll be great.
Yeah, nab a board there.
Make up for that, but that's pretty much it.
You want to know who she gets for some rebounds? Your favorite, Tyson Chandler.
Ugh. There's better out there.
Tyson Chandler is going to play like 28 minutes the first few months. And you're going to hate not owning him, Slim.
No, they already said they're going to play him a few minutes in the beginning to make sure they have him at the end.
They did not.
Yeah, they did.
They really said that? Why?
Yeah, they said they're going to play him less in the beginning so they make sure they have him at the end.
Why do they need him at the end?
Because they're a playoff team.
Oh, sure they are. Cosmonaut, 12 team, 9 cat head to head. So RCL standing, settings. Blah. I love that he called him Markiefer Sutherland. That's awesome. I like that.
Yeah,
that's
a pretty good one. Kawhi, Lowry, Jokic, fine. Gobert should be reversed, but at least you got Gobert.
Yeah. Looks like definitely we'll be looking for added scoring. Well, until Drew's back, maybe.
Yeah, the assists are a bit low.
Yeah, going for more of a metrics percents team here. Really like the percents and metrics, though.
Low turnover. Collison and Clarkson and Lowry, and there's, until Drew gets back, there's no other point guards. Jokic isn't going to get enough to make up for it. He's about a third of a point guard.
So you think a little more assists?
Yeah, another point guard I think is going to be needed, at least to make up until Drew gets back.
I think the end says talking all kinds of ish. Does that mean he picked up Ish Smith for Holiday? If so, then that helps.
Yep, that pretty much makes up for it.
Yeah. All right, moving along. Dusty with an awesome avatar of Will Chamberlain's 100-point game. Do you think we'll ever see an NBA player score 100 points again?
I think they tried that with Kobe, his final game. It didn't quite work out.
Yeah, they definitely tried their best. Ghost free throw punt. Man, I've seen this build a lot of places now. We saw was it in our RCL? I think it was a different RCL where someone did the Curry and then DeAndre and Andre Drummond. That's a tough combo.
Yeah, it's a good one. It locks down that field goal percent.
Yeah, and he also gets Capella, and Erlens Noel kind of hurts now. Manable, Mason Plumlee's good. Love the free throw punt. I think this team could use more assists.
Yeah, it really fell short in the point guards.
Yeah. Steph
there's those two, Jordan and Drummond, then Capella, Noel, Mason Plumlee, which is a solid pick. He stays. But also Fareed. And Fareed just doesn't do anything. You don't need his rebounds. He can go for a point guard.
Yeah, maybe Dellavedova's out there. Maybe you take a flyer on McConnell, something like that. See if he starts.
I mean, he's got a Garen Collison, so maybe make up for that until he gets back somehow. Ugh. It's gonna be rough in this first week. No Parsons.
Ty Lawson. No.
No, I am trying my hardest not to say that name ever again.
I hear you. Next team, Afro_the. I don't. Well, is he the Afro? He's just saying it very politely.
Okay, I like the underscore.
Oh, this is hurting my brain. He did last name, first name. I'm not used to seeing it this way. Really good assist. Love the Elfrid pick there. What do you got? Elfrid. Well, not really. Elfrid, Drogic, Curry, a little bit of Knight. Sister, fine.
Butler will be okay. At least help.
You're probably dropping Danny Green. This is a 12-team, 8-cat roto. Not quite as good a format for Danny Green, who averages like half a turnover a game. Plus, he's hurt.
I'm not sure what Brandon Ingram's going to do for a roto team.
Yeah, agree. I think those are both cuts. Look for more.
Even if he gets let loose at the end, I just don't think it's going to be enough across enough stats, enough categories.
Not in a 12-er, so. I might look to replace them. The bigs look pretty good. Maybe could use one more block source, too. Yeah, Nerd.
Gorgi, Brook Lopez, Gortat. Is that all we got?
I think so.
Yeah, another bit of blocks would definitely help. None of these guards are giving it. You know, Nurkic at the end.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at least it's 8-cat roto, so you don't have to worry about Nurkic's turnovers.
Yeah, for sure. So one more point guard, one more blocker as best you can, and maybe you hit some off the wire. Nico Cola Kevin, another REL player. What's up, Nico Cola? Had PG-13, Whiteside, and Gobert as keepers. Man, some big keepers. I don't know. I still think that he could use a little more rebounding because Ibaka's going to make blocks fine. Well, I mean, Whiteside can carry it on his own. Not a great rebound. Harden will help. His rebounding's probably fine.
Yeah, I mean, the keepers helped quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to mess up the bigs when you have Whiteside and Gobert going into it.
Assists, Harden, Kemba, Paul George.
Did he pick enough point guards?
Yeah, Kyrie.
Yeah, it looks like it.
It's a pretty
Elfrid. Pretty another good late team. Elfrid pick.
Lot of turnovers. Tons of turnovers. Almost a punt.
Yeah. Harden plus Paul George. Yeah, that's about a dozen a game. Yep. Turnovers a little rough. I mean, he tried with Kyrie and Kemba. Maybe you'll win 1 or 2 weeks. It's not gonna be enough.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
No.
Thought crossed my mind, but I couldn't do it.
You know, I have the falsetto down. You know, of all the podcasts I do, which is two, but you're the only one with, like, a manly low voice.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, so Jay has got a 12-team keeper. It says it's transitioned into a keeper. 4 keepers at 5 years. Try to get as much of this as I can. Wrote a lot of extra stuff here. We'll just review the team. Could use some extra assists for this team, too. Really only Curry is the big help there.
Oladipo's probably going to give 4 to 5.
Yeah, Fournier will give 3 to 4.
Nurkic and Jokic. Someone's going to be YN Gary Harris. Yeah, we're watching a lot of Denver games together.
Yeah. Wait till you see my post tomorrow.
And Smart, Middleton, Danny Green. Something's got to give there.
Injuries. Too many injuries.
Yeah, as far as 4 keepers, and you have Curry, Oladipo, Nurkic or Jokic, depending on what happens there.
Maybe Jang is your...
Yeah, Smart and Danny Green can... Or Danny Green can go. You probably hold Smart just in case. And Middleton, I guess you... I don't think he'll be the 4th keeper.
Probably not. So I think you'd look for more assists and maybe someone who can block a few more shots. I think those would be the 2 things to look for.
Yeah, Cantor doesn't give you any. It's and none of your guards are giving any. Well, Hollis Jefferson, we're kind of hoping can get close to one.
Yeah.
So. I hope.
Joe. Oh, you got Jeremy Grant with this first pick. Woo!
Oh, wow, great pick.
I'm just messing, Joe, just because it's the way you did your team. Actually, go down to his second follow-up there because he said he made some trades. Great assist with Rubio and Giannis. Lynn will help there, so I think assists are good.
Yeah, Clarkson's just fine as a kind of a 4th point guard.
definitely looks like Biggs to me. I mean, I know we've had the Steven Adams debates a few times. I think the
Yeah, but what is he? He's a second. No, Griffin is second, so he's a third. But Jokic is only about a block, per game blocks. Tops. Adams is only probably 1.5 tops. Griffin is not much, so kind of hoping to ride Bogut until he falls apart.
Yeah.
Giannis is probably your number two shot blocker.
Yeah, I mean, Kidd Gilchrist will help with rebounds. Gay will help with rebounds. So I think the rebounding is good. Just could look for one more blocker.
Yeah, and then you just got to be prepared to lose Bogut.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
You got to prepare for that one. Jesse got the third pick and an 18-9 cat, so pretty standard. Oh, my God.
Yeah, eight
teams always throws me off because you're just like, oh, my God. But somehow got Drummond Jordan in what round will that be, like the sixth and seventh rounds? I don't know. I don't know if you needed the free throw punt with that, but the value is just too good.
Yeah, I mean, Harden, the question is, can you make up for – not can Harden make up for the free throw percent because that will never happen, but can – these big guys make up for Harden's field goal percent. And I think that's got a shot.
I think they probably could. I mean, no one else is really a huge drain on this team. Blake Griffin's going to help there, too. John Wall's decent. And
Parsons, Fournier, Collison, that's pretty solid in the field goal percent for some wings and a point guard.
Would you think about shopping Harden to fit the team a little bit better?
For what?
I know. It's not a...
I mean, you're not going to get Curry just because, you know, he's probably drafted ahead of him.
You might. I mean, they're all going interchangeably up front.
I mean, this is basically just for field goal percent.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'd hold strong. Okay. I mean, these guys, there's some pretty good volume here. I mean, Brow and Griffin and Drummond, that's good high field goal percent with volume. I think field goal percent is going to be okay.
All right. We're running a little lower on time than I wish we were, so we're going to get to a few more. Sorry again, everyone. We're not expecting this many teams. We appreciate it. But if I'll actually go back through this post and try to review teams as well. So we'll do a couple more. Osama, did you look how much money he's playing for this league? Oh, I guess that's as big as your 250 league, right?
Yeah, that's a 250, yeah.
Man, so good luck to you guys in that league. The draft still looked like it was easier than RCL drafts.
Oh, much easier. Gobert fell to the fourth. That was amazing.
You got Elford in the 80s.
Yeah, well, no, it was after that.
Man.
In the hundreds.
Unfair.
Yeah, it was a ridiculous draft.
So Osama's got Curry first. For definitely will need Drew to help wrap up the assists there. Yeah, assists are really low. Dellavedova, even if he works out. Oh, he traded him.
That's D'Angelo Russell at 51, right?
Oh, I was thinking DeRozan for some reason, seeing D.A.
Dar.
Because it kind of looks like the DeRozan. I don't know. I was thinking DeRozan. Yeah. Assists are fine. Scoring's obviously great. Got to worry about field goal percentage a little bit with this team.
Yeah, I mean, the rebounds, you know, Porzingis, Gorgie, Nurkic, then it kind of falls off after that.
Yeah, Capella.
There's not a whole lot of boards there.
Capella, 142. That helps.
Yeah, that means you're probably playing free throws now, so that's probably not going to last.
Yeah.
You'll probably get sick of that pretty quick.
You might want to shop him because, yeah, the rest of your team's pretty good at the free throw line, so... pretty good team there. Paul.
Tyler Johnson off waivers. Good stuff.
Yeah, he's right at the fringe. I mean.
Oh, yeah, it's a good streamer early.
Yeah, okay. I'll buy that. Pong, 18, 11 category with free throw made and field goal made. So goes George. Wow, Paul fell to the. 18. Okay. I know. I always do that.
And it's tough to really separate an eight teamer from another eight teamer.
I know. Agree. So I mean, the percents don't matter as much, but your free throw percentage looks great. Definitely low on Biggs here. I mean, I think the rebounding will work out. We have Blake, Love, Monroe, Gortat. Pretty low in blocks. Almost
Monroe I'm not thrilled with. I don't know if he's going to survive an eight-teamer.
Yeah, that's a good point. KCP, Marvin Williams, I don't know if they are either.
KCP, I mean, the steals, you need his steals a lot of times. That's really why you get him. Although the steals aren't bad here.
No, that's true. Marvin Williams, I don't know if he'll make it. KCP does have a little bit more upside with Reggie Jackson out. Looks like he's doing a little bit more on offense from the Pistons game that I watched.
Mm-hmm. He does play a ton of minutes, too.
Yeah. All right, Slim, I think that's time. I know. I wish we could have gotten to them all. We got to about two-thirds of them. But I'll go through and review your teams on that post, and if I still somehow missed it. And as always, throw your comments on everything. Put your comments on this post as well, and we can review your teams as we go through the season. But we'll be sure to do this earlier next year, Slim. We gotta be sure we're on this. Don't let me forget next time like you did this year.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. I feel like that was left out of that part.
I'm still in my SeatGeek promo voice, right? all right, so to wrap up the show, got a couple more things to do real quick. Take a quick look at our 2016-17 staff picks. Mostly just want to look at yours. So your sleepers, Josh Richardson. My sleepers, Chandler Parsons. We're going to be doing a lot of injury seances to start this year.
I don't think it'll take long.
It won't take long for you either.
No, I'm thinking two goats, max.
Two what?
Goats. Oh. We're not going to have to sacrifice any more than two goats.
Two goats. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Okay. Your bust is Jokic.
Just based off the Yahoo, like, what is he, 25th or something?
Yeah, he's going like top 30. That is out of control. I thought my 44 rank, I think that's where he ended up for me, was bold.
I know. And yeah, just, you thought you were high, yeah.
Oh, my. So, whatever. I got Thaddeus Young. I think he'll still be fine. It's just, he's fifth wheel now.
Yeah, the scoring's got to come down, and you just got to hope those steals stay up.
Yeah,
I mean, there were talk of a couple more threes, which, you know, last time he did that really hurt his field goal percent.
Exactly. Your value is Gary Harris because you're obsessed with the Nuggets, except for when they're named Jokic, apparently. I went with Jeremy Lin, but as the preseason went on, he kept getting drafted higher and higher.
Yeah, it's tough. I think in most of my drafts, he went at least in the 60s.
Really? Okay. Because I saw him go 70s in some, but...
Well, 70 will be good value.
Yeah. Deep lead target. Talked about him earlier on the show. Jeremy Grant. Oh, you picked against my REL, bedrock of my franchise. My newly drafted Louis Scola. How dare you pick against Scola and say Trevor Booker's your deep lead target? How dare you?
Yeah, I think Booker starts and gets close to 28.
I don't know. I think
Scola can't play. He's an old man.
Scola's fine. He had a good Olympics.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Booker was starting most of these games in the preseason. I'm pretty sure they're going that way. Scola can be, you know, 15 minutes of offense off the bench.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. Fantasy MVP, Slim, you picked the lowest drafted player of anyone.
It's just looks so, the offense is just going through them right now.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year for Whiteside. I went with Giannis because I wanted to pick anyone out of the top four. If anyone could become a top three player, I think it could be Giannis if all things go right.
Need some threes and need some free throws, but it's got everything else.
I don't know if the threes will come, but I think the free throws could get crazy good if he's just even a little better there.
Yeah, was he 73-ish last year, I think, so gets that up to 75 to 76, sure.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how serious were you when you picked the Knicks as your Eastern champion?
There's a scale? I don't know. Take the batteries out of the scale, that's what you got.
It's a super scale. Because it's a super team Knicks.
Oh, it's, I mean, the commissioner wanted him to stop getting all these great players together, so. How can they go wrong?
Antitrust lawsuit against the Knicks. everyone else except for, pick the Cavs, except for Weigh-In 3, which I don't know how he's going to say. He's going to do the Bird versus Bird series with Adam. Pick the Celtics. They're both the Larry Bird avatars, so that makes sense. And Craig Bozich picks the Pacers. Interesting.
Okay. Pacers are really trying. They got quite a few guys in their prime. It's not terrible.
Everyone picked Warriors and Spurs. Only Adam and I picking the Spurs. I don't know. I just wanted to go a little different. If anyone could beat the Warriors, it's the Spurs.
Yeah, no one's beating the Warriors.
Probably not, but that's a
It's going to take injuries is what it's going to take.
It's a defeatist attitude, Slim.
Well, you know, when you're down... I almost went political on you. I held off.
The media's rigged saying the Warriors are going to win. Is that,
This whole prediction system is rigged.
It's rigged. The NBA champ, I picked the Cavs to beat the Spurs. You got the Warriors beating the Knicks.
you know, if we were to be ranking them at the end to see how many you got right, at least I got one right there.
Adam picked the Spurs, Wayne picking the Celtics, but everyone else going Warriors. And your MVP this year, I debated going Westbrook as well, but I was like, you know what, the hell with it. Let's go, Kawhi Leonard. Let's do it.
Yeah, okay. Westbrook's still going to go out there and win a bunch of games, so I'm not too worried about it being swayed by him being on a bad team.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's going to keep Whiteside out of the conversation. They're not going to win enough games.
Yeah, if the Spurs keep up with the Warriors and Kawhi takes another little step forward, he's going to be right in the conversation.
I don't really expect much more statistically out of Kawhi, just because you know, you're going from a very much, you know, past his prime, regressing Tim Duncan to just a pillar of youth in Pau Gasol.
I was wondering where you were going with that, with your ageist attitudes.
I knew I was going to contradict myself in the same sentence.
I know.
So.
Most people pick Westbrook, couple Currys from Craig and Dan A. And Matt's with me, picking Kawhi. So, should be a good year. Looking forward to that. We'll obviously go back to those picks when we do the wrap-up show in a nice 6 months from now when this season ends. All right, Slim, it's the end of the show, and that means it's time to start another year of the 30-point challenge. Oh, my God, you're going down this year. I don't think so. I always forget.
What are we going on? We're going off the top 10 from last year?
Yeah.
That's how we're starting?
Yep. Reminder to everyone, if you haven't played this yet, of the rules. So this is how the game works. You can't pick a guy that's a top 10 scorer, but any other player that plays when we do these, which will be on Tuesday night games and Friday night games to start, I believe. But you'll hear the podcast and know how it works. We'll be doing, you pick a guy that scores 30 points. That's pretty much it. I don't know why I got so confusing with my own head in that. But yeah, you can't pick a top 10 scorer. Pick anyone else to score 30 points that game. So looking at the top 10 scores from last year, as I didn't have this prepared, as I never do. Well, I don't want preseason leaders. I Googled 2015-16 NBA leaders. Do you have the scores above? Why am I having such trouble finding this?
No, I'm looking at these three games.
There we go. Okay, here we go. Top 10 scorers you cannot pick. Harden, Curry, Durant, LeBron. Wait, what the? Oh, I'm struggling so bad. I click on points and it's total points. Where's points per game? There we go. Okay, here we go. Top 10 scores. Curry, Harden,
Curry, Brown,
Durant, Cousins, LeBron, Lillard, Davis, Westbrook, DeRozan, and Paul George. You cannot pick those 10 players. Games tonight, we have the Knicks at the Cavs, the Jazz at the Blazers, and the Spurs at the Western All-Stars.
Yep.
What you got? You're going first. You won last year. You got to go first. You won last year.
All right. Well, I want CJ.
You can do it. Push! Push!
CJ, all right.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good one. Let's see. Was Kawhi a top 10 scorer? Nope, he was 15th. Klay Thompson was 12th.
I wouldn't bet that one.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to either. You want to know who I could go?
Was Rose top 10?
No. I mean, even if he was, I'm probably only looking at qualified. You want to know who definitely wasn't, but who could do it? No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, though. I'll go Kawhi Leonard against the Warriors. And a big win for the Spurs to start the season.
Yep, I'm feeling that one.
Okay, so those are our picks, Kawhi and CJ. you got close there. Put your picks up on this podcast post. You can track the leaderboard on the podcast tab, JB versus Slim 30-point challenge. And if you get the pick right, you'll join the board. Most picks of all the commenters gets a cool shout-out on the show, so be sure you're putting your same commenter name every time for your picks on that. So submit your picks there. Slim, anything else before we start the season? Anything else you think we should mention, talk about?
I mean, how good are the New York Knicks? I mean, have we really driven this home yet? They are the best team in existence in any sport.
They are super. They are going to go undefeated.
In any dimension...
They are going to win 116 games in the regular season.
16 of the 82? Man. all right. I'll take the over. Okay.
They are going to have a 130% win percentage.
I mean, yeah, okay. I can, yeah.
They are a super team, and we are super over with this podcast. We'll be back on Friday to go through the first few games of action. Hopefully your fantasy teams start out strong, can start out uninjured. And Slim, good luck this year. Looking forward to the season, and best of luck to your teams, except for the JB versus Slim team.
Oh, well, my REL team appreciates it.
Yeah, well, your REL team's already had enough. They've gone through a lot this offseason.
Oh, I don't need your pity.
And I play you in JV versus Slim to start the season, so.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to get me.
I definitely
That's all right.
need to hex that.
It's all about how you finish.
All right, we'll be back on Friday. Take it easy, Razzball Nation. Thanks for listening. Get your 30-point challenge picks in. And Slim, catch you then.
You guys are.